Proclamation number 3799, dated the June 13th, 1946. Satan's bondage. You are enslaved by Satan as long as you do not resist and fight him yourselves, which, however, you are able to do successfully as long as you are willing to free yourselves from his bondage. He is my adversary. He tries to gain what emerged from my strength, what has belonged to me since eternity. I also fight for this spiritual essence, but I leave it to the soul itself whom it wants to acknowledge. I do not prevent the soul from striving towards my adversary. I only ever confront it with my love in order to arouse its desire to turn to me of its own accord. But whatever wants to be free from him, whatever strives towards me, will infallibly be seized by and drawn to me. And therefore, every fight against my adversary, every will to separate from him will be successful, for now I will fight with the person at the same time, I will stand by his side and the adversary will be defeated, because the person's will has chosen me. But prior to this the human being is held captive, his soul is oppressed. It complies with Satan's will because he is the Lord to whom it willingly succumbs. Satan's every ambition is contrary to my eternal order. Hence, the human being enslaved by him cannot live in order either unless he establishes a worldly order to ensure his worldly well-being with help of the strength from below, while his soul lives in darkest disorder, entirely without love and therefore entirely without strength from me. For as long as the human being still lives on earth, Satan will try to tempt him with earthly possessions and also grant him fulfillment as soon as the person complies with his will, as soon as his heartlessness proves his affiliation with Satan. And yet he is a servant of the one who seemingly provides him with earthly favors. For he will pull him into utmost darkness as soon as he leaves his physical cover, and his soul will suffer most bitter distress. Nevertheless, it is not treated unjustly, given that its very own will on earth could also have made its decision for me, for time and again I approach the soul warning and reminding it, and try to draw it towards me. The will, however, is the decisive factor, and if it is inclined towards me I shall give the soul the strength to liberate itself from this force, for my power is great but it requires the human being's will. And every human being is able to want me to seize him, every human being is able to use his will in the right way, since my adversary cannot compel the will, because I defeated this power through my crucifixion. Consequently, the human being has to acknowledge me as Redeemer of the world and appeal for my reinforcement of will for the sake of Jesus, and my adversary has lost his power over him. But anyone who rejects me completely will continue to live in acute bondage and will find releasing himself from it extremely difficult. However, I will also fight for these souls. Time and again I approach them in the word and refer them to my act of salvation, because I want to regain them and will also achieve this one day, albeit it can take an infinite time until the being's will turns to me of its own accord. However, deliverance from Satan's bondage cannot take place outside of my eternal order, and therefore the human being's will has to desire it of its own accord and choose me. But then he will receive every assistance, and he will become free. Amen.